Welcome to What in God's Name Short Form. We're here to help you understand our common life using moral language, moral concepts, and moral frameworks in shows that are short, 7 minutes or less. Today's show, Feeding Implicit Bias, How Reporting on Federal Judges Feeds Polarization and Threatens the Constitutional Order. Today, we want to help you understand how a standard journalistic practice in reporting on federal judges feeds political polarization. We'll tell you what the journalistic practice is. We'll tell you why the practice exists. And we'll show you how the practice paves the way for authoritarians to threaten the constitutional order. First, what is the journalistic practice? In reporting on federal court rulings, it has become standard journalistic practice to include which president appointed the judge who made the ruling. When you read about court decisions, you'll find paragraphs like this in the New York Times and other outlets. Just as an example, quote, Judge Collar Catelli was nominated to a lower court in the District of Columbia by President Ronald Reagan and was named to the federal bench by President Bill Clinton, end quote. Or you'll read sentences like this. Two of the judges who issued the decisions were appointed by Mr. Trump. A third was appointed by President Barack Obama. Identifying which president appointed a federal judge is standard journalistic practice, but it is standard journalistic practice in outlets as diverse as the Associated Press, all the way to Breitbart News. We are so accustomed to this practice that it barely registers in our awareness. So that's what the practice is. Why does it exist? The positive reason that it exists is that a judge's political leanings may affect a decision. An informed public might find who appointed the judge to be relevant information in evaluating the decision. That's the rationale that people give who support this idea that reporting on federal judges should include the president who appointed the judge. So we've answered what the journalistic practice is, and we've answered why it happens. Now we'll show how it paves the way for authoritarians to threaten the constitutional order. Creeping into our subconscious and making a home there is the notion that fairness is impossible, that judges' decisions are a product of political ideology and nothing but political ideology. This plays into the dominant narrative we already live in, that political polarization explains everything about our common life, and that we are all so thoroughly saturated in tribalism that we are incapable of answering to a higher standard, a standard of fairness, or in certain circumstances, a standard of goodness. Everyone is incapable of answering to a higher standard, including judges. We know that in 2018, then-President Trump complained about a ruling against his policies by calling the federal judge John Tiger a, quote, Obama judge, to which U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts said, we do not have Obama judges, we do not have Clinton judges, we do not have Bush judges, we have judges. The standard journalistic practice of identifying the president who appointed a federal judge feeds the assumption that everything is political and everything is about power and influence, and no one can be fair. These things are not good because they short-circuit critical thinking about legal reasoning behind a decision, and they also feed cynicism about whether fairness is possible at all. These things are not good but they're also not immediately dangerous. The danger comes later. The danger comes when an authoritarian exploits political polarization and cynicism about judicial fairness in order to accumulate power by delegitimizing the authority of an independent judiciary. The danger, then, to the constitutional order is when those who hold office use the power of the office to exploit the pre-existing conditions of polarization and cynicism in order to accumulate more power. The practice of naming the president who appointed a federal judge helps make these pre-existing conditions of polarization and cynicism. But it's the authoritarian power grab that is dangerous. The constitutional order becomes threatened when the counterbalancing power of the judiciary is delegitimized. It's a separation of powers dynamic, and the mechanism works like this. The authoritarian says, no court can ever be fair, and any adverse ruling is a political hit job. The authoritarian then goes on to say, I myself am the only one who can determine what is fair. What is fair is what I say is fair. Therefore, the courts cannot constrain my policies. Any court order that goes against what I say is illegitimate. To conclude, the journalistic practice of naming the president who appointed a federal judge is not immediately dangerous, but it feeds the already growing notion in the collective mind that fairness is impossible and everything is political. In the hands of an authoritarian who holds office, these vulnerabilities can be exploited to delegitimize an independent judiciary. The constitutional order is threatened by the weakening of the separation of powers, the separation between the executive and the judiciary. There is a reason we don't have kings as judges anymore. A king who judges will always abuse his power. This has been What in God's Name Short Form, a production of the S1 Project. If you like what you heard today and think it might be helpful to share with a friend, please do. Check us out and get our newsletter at s1project.org. I'm Pastor Christopher Owen. We'll be back with more soon.